This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Tony Hawk joined us recently. Legendary skateboarder, entrepreneur. He, along with the great photographer, filmmaker Sam Jones, have a documentary on HBO. And it's called Tony Hawk Until the Wheels Fall Off. It debuts today on HBO. It's available to stream on HBO Max. And we started the interview. I asked him. He was at the Academy Awards with Shaun White and Kelly Slater, and they were presenting. And I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous were you at the Academy Awards?
I would say I was somewhere around a 7 or 8, only because I just broke my leg 3 weeks prior to that. And I was psyching myself up to walk without a limp. That was what I was most nervous about. The lines were no problem. It was more the physical aspects of it.
And where were you seated when the slap happened?
I was just above the mucky mucks, like not nosebleeds, but right in the first row of regular seats.
But Kelly said he heard the slap.
Yeah, it was pretty, when you were there live, you definitely thought it was set up as he approached the stage, and then very quickly realized that it was not set up, especially with the tone in his voice. And it was just shocking. It was shocking. I mean, everyone was just, what do we do? What goes on here? This is unprecedented.
And then what happens, Chris Rock, during the commercial break? What happens?
Everyone just kind of staring at each other. I wasn't near the commotion, but you could tell that there was a lot of people trying to figure out, process it or give support. I don't know. It was so out there. Nothing that I'd ever seen at an event live or otherwise. So it was, I'm just thankful that we presented our award before that happened. Let's put it this way.
Who's the baddest guy out of you, Kelly, and Sean?
Like the baddest.
Baddest ass. The badass.
I feel like we all would say each other. Kelly, I mean, just in terms of longevity, the guy just won the Pipe Master. He's 50. That's it. Case closed. It's Kelly.
But Kelly said you, because of the physicality of what happens, and if you fall, you're falling on cement, whereas Sean would be falling on snow, and then Kelly says, I have water.
It's all relative. I mean, my attitude is, yes, I will ride a 20-foot ramp, but if I fall on that ramp, it doesn't come crashing down on top of me. I know how to fall and survive it, but it's not going to envelop me afterwards. and hold me down.
And there's no sharks that you have to deal with. And you can't drown.
I never really worried about that. I always thought that was just that was too rare to me.
What did you think when you first had your accident a couple of weeks ago? Did you know you had broken your femur?
Immediately. Yeah. I didn't hear it, but I was sliding to a stop and I could feel my leg sliding way behind me. There was a sense of detachment already. And one of my kids was there actually. And he said, I immediately grabbed it from where it was and put it into place as if I fixed it and said, I broke my leg, call an ambulance. And then realized very quickly that I was stuck in that position until the ambulance came, which was uncomfortable.
Were you in shock?
I wasn't in shock. I think I went through a denial immediately and then acceptance. and then I was so, you know, it was all such high energy. I wasn't feeling the pain until I settled down there and waited. And then it was like, oh, this really does hurt. And I've got I've got a long road ahead of me. Immediately, I just knew that.
Does anybody say, what are you still doing on a skateboard?
Only in the sense of what are you still doing those big tricks. So I get a lot of support in the fact that I still skate and they think it's cool. It's like, oh, that's cool. You still skate, you know, but then when they see the level that I choose to skate at and sort of what I was trying to maintain, that's when people start to question, like, why would you do it? What's the end goal? And I said, I don't know. This is just what I've always done. And it's what drives me.
Did anybody at the Academy Awards bring up your acting in the movies that you've been in?
No. And you know, I'm insulted.
Okay. Which movie, which Jackass movie you think should be talked about in memoriam, you know, when 50 years from now and they go, oh, Tony Hawk passed. Do you remember when he was in Jackass?
Let's see. That's a good question. I feel like I had the most I had the most lines and bits in the first one.
Okay.
So you know, to see the sort of range of my acting, you really can see it in the first.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
We're talking to Tony Hawk. The documentary is Until the Wheels Fall Off, and one already fell off here in the last couple of weeks.
I fell off the wheel. The wheel stayed on. I fell off.
But when you get to a point where you're going to do a documentary, what do you learn about yourself through this process?
I guess that my sense of determination and perseverance and the desire to keep challenging myself is what has carried me through, 30 years of being a professional skateboarder. And the idea that I'm still doing it, either is something to be, praised or something to, be just written off as stubbornness.
What do you learn about your parents through this documentary? Or what do we learn?
That they were very supportive in their own way, but not really present in terms of emotionally. And, they did their best. I mean, my dad, you know, he flew in World War II and he was in the Navy and he was living on a meager, budget and he was just trying to make it work. And, you know, it just shows like someone from his generation to be so supportive of their kids was rare.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering about, that he's signing up. He says this is okay. That most people would say, you know, that's just a hobby, it's passing. But it felt like your dad was all in on this, which, given the era that he was growing up in, that maybe I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, I was the youngest of four kids, and he had a rough childhood and that he didn't have any support from his parents whatsoever. His dad took off and he just had a really rough go. So I think he tried to overcompensate through his kids. And my brother was a surfer. He used to drive him to the beach at sunrise to go surf. My sister was in a band out of high school. He would load up all their gear. And so when I started skating, he saw what it brought to me and how much drive I had. And he would drive me to the skate park. He was actually the default. He was the default ride for all my friends to the skate park.
How cool is that?
Yeah, amazing.
You remember the first thing you bought him?
The first thing I bought him?
Yeah. When you got paid?
Oh, I think I gave him a shot. It was probably a little more self-serving, but I gave him a shopping spree at Home Depot.
Wait, do you think he's then going to build something for you?
He did. He always did.
A ramp?
He did. Well, the ramp, I mean, the ramp came later, but the first I bought him was just, he loved like building decks and just, and he was quite a carpenter. So to upgrade his tools was pretty cool.
How are you as a dad to your kids?
Well, I'd like to think that I'm very supportive, but I also understand giving them their sense of independence and identity. So they all skate, and I try to. It's hard because I'm so excited they all skate, but at the same time, I want to step back and let them have their own friends and their own crew and their own style of skating. And so I tread lightly.
When we get done watching this documentary, we're going to say what, or you hope we'll say what?
Success is a byproduct of determination and hard work. And, this stuff did not come easy to me. I was not naturally gifted, as you'll see very early on in the documentary. And I just put my head down and did the work and got hurt along the way, but for the sake of progression. But I think that I hope the takeaway is follow your passion. It's worth it.
And a lot of times people see somebody do something and think they don't have any fear. Somebody plays football. Well, you don't have any fear. Or Kelly Slater. Oh, you have no fear. And they would say the same thing about you. Well, you must not have any fear. But you do have fears. It's just in your sport, you're a little bit more comfortable in what you're doing as opposed to something else.
Yeah, and also I've put my 10,000 hours in. So I think it's more that we take these calculated risks. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm confident with. And to some people, that seems crazy. Like that some trick that is basic to me is something that they aspire to do just once in their life. But I can take that piece and build upon that. And so I think the difference is that I wasn't afraid to get hurt along the way. I didn't like getting hurt. I don't like trying to pretend I'm a tough guy. But when I do take my hits, I get back up and try again.
Well, Tony, good luck with the documentary. And you're certainly in good hands with Sam Jones, the director of the documentary. A very, very talented guy. But thank you. And we look forward to seeing you get back up on the skateboard.
All right, I'll get up there until the wheels fall off.
The other wheel. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests we're going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Baseball allowing pitchers and catchers to use anti-sign-stealing technology during the regular season. And the players will, this is called PitchCom, and there's a pad with buttons on the wrist of the glove hand. Catcher can then signal pitches, pitch type, and location directly to the pitcher through a listening device. The listening device is in the helmet or hat, and then that will be relayed almost like an Alexa to the pitcher. So it'll be curveball, low and away. And then he'll be able to hear it, and I guess up to two or three other players can hear this in the infield or outfield to be able to position themselves. What could go wrong? We'll get to phone calls coming up, final hour. And Reggie Miller, the return of Reggie Aloysius, will join us coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Poll question for the final hour, Seton, is?
Well, Dan, I think with the PitchCom, pitch tech conversation, maybe we pivot to that. Say PitchCom is an overreaction to sign stealing. Smart invention to keep things fair will lead to a new type of cheating. We could also say PitchCom is a great idea, a terrible idea.
Yeah. Players are always going to cheat. It's like you can have more, stricter rules, regulations about using performance-enhancing drugs. They'll find something else. They're going to find another way to try to get an advantage. That's nature. That's how we're wired, where you're trying to find an advantage. Sometimes it's legal. Sometimes it's not. Yeah, Paulie.
Now, this appears to be overcompensation because remember when we talked about this when the sign stealing stuff was big? You three played baseball. If you're at second base and you could somehow read the catcher and physically sign that to your hitter, do you guys consider that illegal sign stealing?
No.
So that's now off the board. It's been done for over 100 years in baseball. Now is off the board.
No. It's up to you.
Right.
It's like if you go out to the mound and you go, come on, man, you got to be throwing that fastball here. All right, let's go fastball. It's on you if you raise your voice. Now, if you go, you got to do that fastball.
Right.
Okay, now you're taking care of your side of this. If you leave the door open for me to look into where you're catching, I always wanted to know location. Because the signs can screw up, that can screw up your teammate. When you're going, fastball, like you put your right hand on your right leg or your left hand on your left leg, could be curveball. I wanted to signal location because location would then help you a little bit more. If I say curveball and I've screwed up the signs, now I'm really, somebody could get hurt. Yeah, Paul.
So baseball, instead of just making sure teams didn't use Apple Watches to steal signs from center field, signal to the dugout, bang a can. They overcompensated by removing the entire human element of sportsmanship, reading signs because someone else isn't protecting it.
You have one, at least one person on every baseball team who is good at stealing signs. It can be a guy who's on the roster as one of your bench coaches. I mean, that's what he does. He's always looking. He's going to read the third base coach. He's going to see if when you put down fastball or curveball, do you put it down a little too low that I can see underneath your leg and see that you're holding down two fingers there. It doesn't take long for these guys to decipher. They're like code breakers. But what happens if a pitcher wants to shake off the catcher? Then you have to re-input the pitch type location into the pad?
Maybe there's a no button. Like the pitcher hears in their ear, slider down away, hit. Nope.
But does the pitcher have the pad on his wrist? It's just the catcher.
Yeah, I really don't know.
I'm guessing if, you know, all of a sudden it's like fastball down the pipe and you go, no.
Oh, but, yeah, they could just shake it off like they always have.
Shake it off. But then you have to put in another pitch. And then what happens if you shake? There are guys who shake them off. There'll be like three in a row. They're shaking them off.
But that's not any different if you're using your fingers or you're using your pitch comm.
Well, you still have to punch it in.
Yeah, but it takes like 2 seconds.
Yeah, okay. And then two more seconds if I shake you off three times. The pitch clock is, you know, counting down.
But that would be the same, though, if you wiggle your fingers one way and then you shake it off and you wiggle your fingers another way, shake it off, wiggle your fingers another
way.
What
if you have, you know, real thick fingers and you press the wrong... we've all, you know, typed text and you go, oh, wrong one. You hit a wrong button there. Don't know that you've hit it. Yes, Todd.
What if you're not getting a good signal on the mound? Now you got to step off the rumber and walk towards second base so you can communicate back to the mound.
How many bars you got out there? I got one bar.
Why does he keep walking up and down the third base line? Pitch the ball. It's a third inning.
Yeah, Paul.
There'd be a play at the plate. And the catcher falls over and batteries are flying all over. The ball's over there.
You know, you go in, your spikes are up. You're trying to hit that the catcher's wristband there. But I guess this starts on Thursday. It's supposed to. Is it optional? That's what I'm curious. Because if I'm a pitcher, what is that receiver in my hat like? You know, because that's how you're going to hear it. You don't have anything in your ear. You don't have an earpiece, do you? Because I couldn't imagine pitching that way. All right, come on in. Stay a while if you can. We talked a lot about what Kansas was able to do. North Carolina was up 16. Kansas comes back. And it was awkward to see Bill Self up there with the president of the NCAA, Mark Emmert, and Kansas is being investigated for some things that happened, some improprieties that happened back in 2017. This is almost like when Roger Goodell was on the podium with Bill Belichick, and you're like, this is awkward. And, of course, I was there. It didn't feel awkward, but I could see the optics if you're looking at it. And last night, you got Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, up there for the trophy ceremony. Bill Self, Kansas, under investigation. You got two guys who worked for Adidas who were giving money to recruits or parents of recruits at Kansas. They're in prison. Two of the three are in prison right now. Like, they wake up today and, you know, they're going, and the Kansas Jayhawks, national champs, and they're in jail going, I'll be damned. We're in prison. Kansas celebrating a national championship. It was awkward. It was also awkward when Mark Emmert had this to say when he was on the podium with the national championship.
This fan base has been extraordinary. We're so excited for you. And here to present the trophy is the head of the basketball committee, Tom Burnett, to Coach Self and the Kansas City Jayhawks, the University of Kansas Jayhawks.
Got loose in turn four there for Mark Emmert. Kansas City Jayhawks, Royals, Monarchs, something.
Where's Roy Williams? I'm used to Roy being
Congratulations,
here.
Congratulations, Roy Williams. Oh, Bill Self, we're investigating you. Yeah, Marv.
I was going to say, if you're the guys that are in prison right now and somebody says, oh, what are you in prison for? and you tell them the reason why when you're in commissary or mess hall or whatever, how stupid do you look? Like, wait, say that again? Those guys that are on TV right now, that's what you went to prison for?
You're out in the yard, you know? You got guys out there. Hey, what are you in for? Murder. What are you in? Armed robbery. What are you in for? I gave like $7,000 to a recruit. Huh? Yeah, Kansas. The team that just won the national championship? Yeah. And you know what? I'll do it again.
Get away from that guy.
If I get out of this slammer, I'll do it again. Yes, Todd.
Behind closed prison doors, do they get championship rings, these Adidas guys?
Okay, all right, okay. Thank you.
They deserve them.
Yeah, Paul.
They're probably in prison getting the UNC title shirts, like the ones that were going to be used last night. Oh. And they sent them like other countries to prisons.
Mm-hmm. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Nathan in L.A. leads us off this final hour. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Dan. It's been a while. So with this, I'm trying to get a debate going about nominating a new song to replace One Shining Moment.
Why?
And I think it needs a generational upgrade, let's put it that way, or generational update.
Okay.
I have a couple in mind. Others can go with what they want. I would either go Fight Song from Rachel Platten, or I would go Million Dreams from the Great Showman soundtrack.
All right. Thank you, Nathan. Yeah, Paul, Fritzy?
I think you keep the same music and you just change it. You pay your players instead of One Shining Moment. Just change the words. Still like the music. Especially the team that just won.
Well, I don't know if you could use that for everybody.
You pay your player.
I guess cheaters prosper.
All right, we're workshopping.
Maybe we could bring this up to Jim Nance if he joins us tomorrow morning.
A car. A bag of cash.
My dad's got a tractor.
I don't know if anybody's calling for changing the song One Shining Moment.
My mom now works in the athletics department. How did that happen?
Jesse in Illinois. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Great.
Just calling a comment.
Yep.
Just calling a comment on the PitchCom, dude. I was watching spring training yesterday. And I can't remember who I was watching. I think it was the Astros. The thing stopped working. And the catcher looks over the dugout. The equipment manager picks up a Louisville slugger and just whacks the trash can. Pitch came in low and away. Thanks for your time,
Thank you, Jess. Old habits die hard. Carlos Beltran, who was one of the organizers for the cheating scandal with the Astros. Now he's a broadcaster with the Yankees. He had this to say, I believe yesterday, about that his time when he was in Houston.
Looking back now, yes, we did cross the line. I made my statement about what happened in 2017, and I apologize, and it was the right thing to do. We all did what we did. Looking back today, we were wrong. I wish I would have asked more questions about what we were doing. Looking back now, yes, we did cross the line.
Who's he asking questions to? Is he in the mirror going, why are you cheating? You know, you're going to give away any opportunity to be a manager in baseball.
So wait, let me get this straight. What we're doing here is wearing these devices, it tells us to, and then, okay, all right. So is that illegal?
Carlos goes into the clubhouse. Guys, why are we doing this? Because you told us to. Because you orchestrated it. You said we're going to hit 290.
Because we're successful.
I love that. Looking back now, at the time, it didn't dawn on me as maybe this was wrong. But looking back now, I could see where maybe people are upset about it. Looking back now, I could see.
The more they say, the worse it gets. That's all. Yes.
And then to say, if one of them would have told us to stop, I guess we would have stopped. So now you're blaming, the GM, the front office?
Yes, they did.
They didn't tell us to stop, so yeah, I guess what we were doing I thought was perfectly legal.
Tyler in Denver. Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Danny?
Hey,
so the problem with this whole PitchCom thing is they're limiting the hat device or the listening device to only five players, because signs are still going to get stolen down the line, right? So if the center fielder or shortstop have to relay the pitch to a teammate, right, third base or right field, well, they're just going to steal that sign now because everyone doesn't have a listening device. So it's still going to get stolen somewhere in the process.
All right. Well, thank you, Tyler. We'll take a break. The great Reggie Miller in the On Deck Circle. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests we're gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Reggie Aloysius Miller Jr. III, the Hall of Famer. He'll be on the call Thursday night, Lakers and the Warriors. And Reggie is back on the program. Hi, Reg. How are you today?
Hello, Theodore and my lovely Danettes. How cool, though, would it be? And again, another Cinderella come from behind comeback story if Tiger says, you know what, in the 11th hour, okay, I'll play, and then goes out and just stampedes the course and the competition. I mean, how awesome would that be?
It's just amazing if he plays. I mean, that alone is, you know, monumental. But now it feels like he's playing. We expect him to do well. Not, it went from maybe he can play a round, one round. Now he's going to play. He's going to make the cut. He'll be there on Sunday afternoon. Like that, we ratchet up our expectations with Tiger more so than probably any other athlete.
And I think if you ask Tiger, he would probably want it that way, right? I mean, he's been in the public eye over 20 years, obviously chasing Jack in Grand Slams. I think he would want it no other way. And we expect greatness from our, you know, Mount Olympus type athletes. And Tiger is on Mount Olympus in terms of, in today's age, first name basis, worldwide appeal, Tiger Woods may be the face of all of sports. So yeah, we would expect that. But did I hear this right? In his words, wasn't amputation on the table for that leg?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I think it was. Well, he nearly lost his life. Then he nearly lost his leg.
The leg.
And that's
right.
14 months ago. And now I look at what Alex Smith went through with all of those surgeries. He was going to lose his leg. He was quarterbacking the NFL. Like, right. Nobody's chasing Tiger. You know, right. He gets to walk. But, you know, what Alex Smith did was remarkable as well. Have you ever met Tiger?
Yes. Yes. Nice fella. I've met him a few times.
But you're not a golfer, so what did you talk about?
It's funny. I met him in Vegas, which this is before Kids for Me, before the whole scandal with him. So it's only fitting that I would meet him in Vegas. I was coming in. I was going out of a club. He was coming into the club. And we crossed paths and exchanged pleasantries.
Who's more Vegas, you or Tiger?
Now?
The old you.
Wow. We probably could give each other a run for our money.
Wow. But are you a gambler?
A little bit. I'm not on the Charles Barkley level, but I like to roulette, blackjack. I like to hold on to my money. And I know Vegas was built on dummies like me, so I don't want to give them too much of it. But it's fun just to kind of have fun with your boys sometimes.
Do you think in the next 5 years we have an NBA team in Vegas?
Yes. I think we'll have two NBA teams. And I'm hoping this. Vegas and Seattle needs to get a franchise as well. I think we will have two within the next 5 years. I do believe that.
How dangerous do you think that will be?
Everything is online betting now. I think people are over it. I mean, FanDuel and all these other spots, BetMGM, that's the way of the world now. So I know the league's hesitation. We've got an NFL team there.
No, I meant the nightlife, Reg, not the gambling.
Oh, I mean, you're going to have nightlife. You have nightlife in Indiana. You have nightlife in Milwaukee. You can have nightlife in Cleveland.
Okay, the least dangerous city at night, as far as partying, was where?
While I played?
Yeah.
I don't. No, you're not going to get in too much trouble in Milwaukee. You're not going to get in too much trouble in Utah.
Charles got in trouble everywhere, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, you can create your own trouble.
I remember going to the Underground in Salt Lake City.
I don't know what the Underground is, really.
It was a speakeasy. We walked down an alley, and you knocked on this door.
What?
And this was during the Utah Jazz Chicago Bulls NBA Finals.
A speakeasy.
Yes.
In Utah.
Rodman was in there. I walk in, because Rodman always thought I was Craig Sager. He would always say, I walk in, the place is packed. Packed. You would never know that it existed. I walk in, and all of a sudden, Rodman's there, and he goes, "Hey, Sager. And I go, "Oh, he thinks I'm Craig Sager." I said, "Hey, Dennis, how are you?"
The only thing you and Sage are closely resembled is maybe your height. I think you guys are probably the same height. Other than that, that's it. That is it.
Have you ever been out with Rodman?
Yes, plenty of times.
Like out, like?
Yes, plenty of times. In L.A., plenty of times.
And what goes on?
Any and everything. Everything is on the table with him. See, I'm more reserved and cautious because I always like to know my surroundings, like who I'm dealing with. So he was not like that. He would just have random people come up, and that's just not me. So though I was a part of his, I guess, entourage and posse, I kind of stayed to myself because I'm more of a watcher, looker, observer when I'm in these situations, because you just never know what could pop off, what could happen. So seeing him, and this is Dennis Rodman, the whole after the Madonna, the champion, it's surreal to see, because I've been out with him hanging. Obviously, I've hung out with Mike in situations like that. And it's, you see the different type of people that gravitate towards them. And it's kind of, it's cool to see, but like, it kind of sucks too. Like, you know, I feel I have a name recognition, but people don't like flaunt to me. They flaunt to MJ. They flaunted to Magic Johnson. They flaunt to Rodman. I guess they would flaunt to LeBron, Kobe, but Kobe never went out. But it's just weird to see the different type of people that kind of serenades them.
You mentioned LeBron. Magic Johnson was on ESPN yesterday, and he blamed LeBron for the Lakers not getting DeMar DeRozan, that they wanted to get DeMar DeRozan, who was available, and Magic said he pushed for it, but LeBron wanted Russell Westbrook. Does that sound right?
I think at the end of the day, your best player, your star player, and obviously in Lakers' case, that would be LeBron. They had to have gone to LeBron and asked him, here's the list of guys that we're thinking about. I do know on that list was DeMar. I know on that list was Buddy Hield. I know on that list was Kyle Lowry. So they had options and choices. And look, if LeBron feels comfortable playing with Russell and that's his choice, I have no problem with that. I'm not going to blame him because...
But do you think it's LeBron's decision that if Rob Pelinka goes...
Not decision, but heavy input, yes. Heavy input, I would say. And that's been LeBron every place he's been. Started in Cleveland, going to Miami, going back to Cleveland, and now L.A. Absolutely, you would go to LeBron and ask him his input on certain players. I mean, how did they get Anthony Davis? You don't think LeBron had a heavy dose of say
in that? And same agent, too.
Right.
But, you know, the star players, like Magic, didn't make good decisions in the front office. Michael didn't make good, you know, decisions in the front office. You know, that's, remember Michael wanted to bring Walter Davis into the Bulls when he was on one leg, Al Wood, and then Jerry Krause said, no. Well,
didn't Michael draft, I love Kwame Brown. But
and Adam Morrison.
So, I mean, look, great players sometimes are always their worst critics because they think they know more than they actually do. But I am not going to criticize LeBron if he wanted to play with Russell Westbrook as opposed to DeMar DeRozan, because DeMar DeRozan, the season that he's having right now in Chicago, did we see any of that in San Antonio? We saw glimpses of it.
Yeah.
But we didn't see that full package that we're seeing in Chicago right now for him.
Yeah, but Russ is either really good or really bad. DeMar DeRozan is steady. Like, if it was an EKG, you'd be like, oh, my God, that patient's going to die. No, he's going to live to be 100. DeMar DeRozan's like, he's like Joe Dumars. It's just like calm, no highlights, just goes out there and plays. Get you some buckets, mid-range jumpers.
Again, I can't fault LeBron for wanting to play with Russell. And I mean, here's the problem. they're throwing Frank Vogel underneath the bus, which to me is not fair. Who should be skating on thin ice should be Rob Pelinka. Seriously, he's the general manager. He's the president, whatever title he has with the Lakers. I don't know why we always want to go to LeBron. It's LeBron's fault. It's Frank Vogel's fault. You got to start looking at upper management. You got to start looking at the Bus family, Jeannie Buss too, right? They're the ones that put this roster together.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron is out there. Is he recruiting? Absolutely. Is he asking some of his parents to play like Carmelo? Absolutely. But they can, at the end of the day, say no. They could have went out and got Buddy Hield. They could have vetoed that and say, we're going to go with DeMar DeRozan. So don't always throw LeBron underneath the bus. Let's start looking at some of the principals here in Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka as well.
But they could have had DeMar DeRozan and Buddy Hield. They could have done that.
And here's the thing. You look at LeBron's skill set and what he needs, guys that can shoot to three, that can make open shots like DeMar, probably the best mid-range player in our game, that fits his skill set. So someone in upper management needs to say, okay, I know he wants to play with Russell Westbrook, but his skill set doesn't fit the way we and LeBron plays. So there's got to be a grown-up in the room now,
Yeah. Right?
So let's not always throw it on LeBron James' shoulders.
And you get to see the Lakers on Thursday night on TNT against
which could be an elimination game for them, right? This could be an elimination from the playoff game for them.
We want them in the play. Although Anthony Davis says the world is against us, there's more Laker fans than any other fan base, right?
I agree.
And every TV executive who carries the NBA wants the Lakers in.
We do. We have the West this year. Let's make no mistake. Having the Lakers in the playoffs in a deep playoff run, that's huge for the business of the NBA, right?
Yeah.
Not even having them in the playoffs at all is terrible for the business. But I would love to have them in the play-in situation because those games are – and I give Adam Silver a lot of credit. It adds a lot of juice now to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Lakers, hopefully, if they got into that 10th spot, having to win in New Orleans, and then, you know, eventually having to play the winner or the loser of that, I believe it's Minnesota Clippers, that adds juice. So, yes, not having them in the playoffs would hurt.
Reggie Miller, Hall of Famer, Turner Sports NBA and NCAA tournament analyst. I mentioned this last week. It feels like the tournament is either you're 18 years of age or you're 23 or 24, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I agree. The transfer portal, I think to me, it injected something into college basketball because of the whole COVID situation. It gave those guys and players, an extra year, fifth-year seniors? You know, we were calling that Kansas versus Miami Elite Eight game in Chicago. And between Mitch Lightfoot, Cameron McGusty, Remy Martin, I mean, all these guys are fifth and sixth year. I believe McGusty was 24 years old. I'm like, 24? Like, they're playing against like 18 and 19 year olds. I'm like, that's a clear cut advantage. So, I mean, I get it. I like it. So it adds a little juice to it.
But we're going to get back to these kids coming out of high school going right to the NBA, right?
I think so, yeah. Or going straight to the G League. D League, whatever it is now, to make some money. Yeah, I think eventually the world will correct itself. And if someone wants to play college for a year, which to me I wish they would, or they need to change this model around, because of the NILs now and players being able to make money, players may start to say, you know what, I can go to college for a couple of years, still work on my brand while making money, and the colleges win as well because you're getting top 20, top 50 type players still playing in the college game.
Did Kansas win it or North Carolina lose it?
I'm never going to take away anything from the champions. But if you're up 16 in the second half of a college game where you can control 35-second shot clock and you've just got to make plays and squeeze the life out of that orange, That's a tough pill to swallow, being up 16 and losing a championship. But I'm going to give all the credit to Kansas, because when we were calling Kansas in Chicago, I told Harlan and Dan Bonner this, they did not look good at all. They played that one great second half versus Miami and blew them out in the second half. But the other three quarters were just okay. They played hard. They had great talent, but I just didn't see it. So when they won that Miami game and was headed to New Orleans, I'm like, you know, if that kid from Villanova is never hurt, could this have been a different outcome for them? Because what we saw from Villanova when we had them in Pittsburgh, I'm like, this is the team to beat. Their defense, their ball movement, the way they shoot the basketball, the 23 and 24-year-olds they have, like Gillespie and Samuels and more. I'm like, Villanova's the team to beat. But when that kid got hurt, I'm like, Kansas caught a break right there.
MVP this year is going to be, and MVP this year should be. Are those different answers?
The MVP this year will be Jokic. The MVP should be Giannis Antetokounmpo. How he has closed the season, and I know consistently it's been Jokic for, and what he's had to deal with two key injuries to two major players in Jamal Murray and Porter Jr. It will be Jokic. It should be Giannis, him getting his third MVP, because how he's been the last month and a half, 2 months, has been spectacular. I think he's, which is scary, gone to a different level. But it should be Giannis.
How long did it take you to shoot your Wendy's commercials?
Oh, man. Those were two-day shoots, and I hope people enjoyed them. It was great because the director said, look, we've seen the first 2 years were great, but we're gonna let you and the actors just ad-lib. We have a script that we can somewhat follow, but here's the script, but do whatever you guys want. And we did whatever we want. So what you see a lot are a lot of the first takes, us just being us and working off one another, which made it fun.
Yeah, but how tough was it that you had to miss a shot on purpose?
It was very difficult because that's not my DNA, Theodore. You know that's not my Theodore. That's not my DNA. I had to look her and like brick. I'm like, are you sure you want this? Like, oh, we're never going to use it. I look at the commercial. They use it. People, I don't miss that bad.
No, you don't.
I do not miss that bad.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Hey, great to have you back. And good luck on Thursday.
Aren't the NBA playoffs going to be great? Look, even talk about Brooklyn. Like, Simmons, now he's not going to even play in the play. What is Brooklyn and the Lakers both in play-in situations?
Oh,
the
I know.
Start of the season, they were picked to face one another in the NBA Finals. Now they are scratching and clawing just to make the regular playoffs. That this year is going to be great. The playoffs.
Yeah, the Ben Simmons thing. How did the Nets not know that he had an injury?
I'm going to give Daryl Morey and Philly a lot.
They must have
popped that fishing reel. Yeah. They got it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, he needed the last 10 games of the regular season to get ready. And now I wonder, you know, Kyrie's going to be able to play unless they go to Toronto.
Right.
Like this, Harden feels like a detriment to Philadelphia. Like it's just... This trade didn't turn out to be what I think we thought it was going to be.
I think at the end of the day, it will be Miami-Milwaukee in the East Finals. And I think at the end of the day, it will be Phoenix and Memphis in the West Finals.
Wow.
Though, I mean, if Steph can come back and play like he played the first month and a half, and Draymond Green kind of picks up his game a little bit, because Klay is starting to come on now a little bit. So if they can find that chemistry, which I don't know if they can this late, Memphis is playing out of their minds. And I wouldn't mind seeing a Dillon Brooks, Ja Morant guards versus Chris Paul and Devin Booker. I kind of want to see that.
It'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Have fun Thursday night. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Theodore, love you. Glad to be back. Playoff, baby. My Danettes, love y'all.
Reggie Aloysius Miller, Jr. the third.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.